So our text is from Isaiah 55. These words, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty." So dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our introit this morning began with a quotation from Psalm 44. "Awake, why are you sleeping, O Lord? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. Why have you hidden your face?" Why have you hidden your face? Now, obviously, Psalm 44 was written at a time when the children of Israel had not heard from the Lord for a while. His face, so we say, so Scripture tells us, was hidden from them. Scholars disagree as to exactly when Psalm 44 was written. Why? There's a number of times in the history of the children of Israel when the face of the Lord was hidden from them. That is when he was no longer speaking to them, no longer sending his prophets to them, his speakers to speak his word. Let's face it, we've experienced something similar to that, haven't we? What do I mean? Well, we've had times in our lives when someone who used to care about us, someone who used to look at us, someone who used to talk to us, stopped doing so. I mean, in contrast, how wonderful is it when we enter a crowded room of people we do not know, only to have the one person we do know in the room look at us, catch our eye, beam, and wave, and work their way over to us, and then talk to us. It really is wonderful. Especially when we are all by ourselves in a strange place, in a strange situation, among total stranger. The face, the smile, the conversation. It's like the blessing we receive at the end of the service. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. How wonderful is that? How wonderful is that? And how horrible is the opposite? How horrible is the opposite? How horrible is it when we walk into a room full of people, a room in which many people know us, and upon seeing us, they look away. They turn away. They walk away. That's horrible. And even more horrible is if God would do the same. If God would turn his face from us and no longer talk to us. It is, in fact, according to Martin Luther, the worst thing that could ever happen to us. That is, if God would stop talking to us. But how is it that God does talk to us? How does he do that? I mean, how does it happen? Does God come to us at night? Does he speak to us in dreams? Does God use one of those electronic billboards on the highway to send us a specific message as we drive by? No. God speaks to us through his holy word. Through his holy word, through the Bible, God speaks to us. Yes, that is what is going on there. That is what is going on when we interact with the Bible. God is speaking to us. You know, I remember way back in the day, my wife and I, we used to write letters to each other before we were married. You children, ask your parents what those are. We'd write letters back and forth, letters that we would put in envelopes, and we'd drop them in the mail. And upon receiving a letter from my future wife, I would not just read it and throw it away. I would read it, and then I would reread it, and then I would reread it, and then I would save it. I'd save it to reread again. Why? Well, that letter was Christy speaking to me. To me. It was, for all intents and purposes, her face, her smile, her conversation coming through those words. Now, in that we have the Word of God among us, in that we have Bibles galore, it would seem that the speaking of God to us is not the problem. God's always speaking to us. The problem is more our listening, isn't it? Our hearing, our propensity at times to close our ears to the Word of God when we read it or hear it. So the meaning of Jesus when he would complete a parable, like in our gospel, and he would say, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." For so often it seems we have ears to hold up our glasses, ears to cover with a cap, ears to pierce or adorn in some other way, but we don't have ears to hear. We don't have ears to hear. God walks into the room metaphorically, we could say, and we look away. We turn our back, we walk away. But notice in our parable in the gospel reading about the seed being sown, about the preaching of the word of God, wherever it falls, it grows. Wherever it goes, it works. Wherever it's found, it's living and active. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth, so our text, so it shall not return to me empty. So what's the context in which it falls? That is what destroys it, what causes us not to listen to the word of God, even though we hear it. It's the devil who doesn't want us to hear. The world around us that doesn't want us to do anything else, or they'd have us do anything else but hear. And it's our flesh which would much rather be doing something else than listen. Well, we could counter that it's just the word of God, Pastor. The word of God not doing its work. But it is. It is. God is standing before us. Having blessed us and kept us, God is standing before us, making his face to shine upon us and being gracious to us. God is looking upon us with his favor, and we turn away. Let's repent of our hard-heartedness. Let's repent of our disregarding God's letters to us, his words written to us, his sentences. Let's repent of having ears to hear but not hearing, and pray for an increase in faith to truly grasp what is happening among us daily by the means of the Word of God, specifically as it has to do with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For one of the reasons why our Heavenly Father sent His Son, Jesus, to us was because He wanted to talk to us in person. God wanted to see us face to face and for us to see Him face to face. So in Hebrews, in many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he's spoken to us by his Son. And what happened there? What happened there? Mankind collectively turned its back on the Son of God, stopped its ears, and cried out for his destruction, for his death on the cross. Why? We no longer wanted to hear him. We no longer wanted to hear the word of God. I mean, think of that. Think of who Jesus was, the very Son of God. Think of what Jesus did. Healed the sick, cured the lame and the deaf and dumb, and even raised people from the dead. Think of what Jesus said. Well, what Jesus said is really what got him into trouble, wasn't it? For the devil, the world, and our flesh did not want to listen to the words of Jesus. So the parable of the owner of the vineyard who sent his servants who were treated shamefully, those servants represented the Old Testament prophets. And finally, the vineyard owner sent his son who the tenants killed, hoping to take the vineyard for themselves. The son, Jesus Christ. Jesus, who was truly killed, was crucified for our transgressions, for what we have done, specifically for not listening to God. Second commandment. Third commandment. For not listening to God when he's talking to us, but God being our loving Heavenly Father, he didn't give up. Didn't give up on us. For even though his son Jesus was crucified for our transgressions, God raised him again from the dead for our justification. That is so that we through him could be forgiven for not listening to God. Now repenting of our sins and turning to our Savior in faith, we can and do have our sins forgiven and can live once again in a situation not only in which we listen to the Word of God when it's spoken to us, when we read it, when we hear it, but then we too can talk to God. We can talk to God with confidence, and we know how this goes as well, right? We know how it is when our relationship with someone has been restored, and instead of not wishing to talk to them, not thinking we can talk to them or should talk to them, we venture to do just that. We talk to them. How wonderful is that? Well, through Christ, again and again and again, we're forgiven for the times we've turned away from hearing the Word of God, and we're empowered by the Holy Spirit to turn once again to our Father in heaven and speak with Him. That's to pray to Him. Guilt drives us away from God, as it did Adam and Eve in the garden when they didn't listen to God and fell into sin and then hid themselves. Hid themselves when? When God wanted to talk to them. Forgiveness once again restores our hearts and minds, cleansing our consciences so that we can with boldness and confidence talk to God and are eager then to listen to Him, to listen to what He would say to us through His holy word. Let's just embrace and hold fast to the fact that God does something special with the words He speaks to us. Sure, a good word from someone can mean the world to us. A good comment, a compliment, a bit of encouragement even can change our lives, setting us perhaps on an entirely new course of life. Well, if such a thing can happen when a friend or neighbor speaks to us, what about when God speaks to us? And what is more, when God speaks to us, He's doing something within us. He's creating something new, causing something to grow, causing faith to grow, causing love to grow, causing hope to grow. The Word of God enters our souls, and like every creation, like very creation in the beginning, our souls are molded and shaped by that Word into a new being, a wonderful being, someone who we don't even know, someone like Christ, someone like Adam before sin, someone like the best of us, which we've never met. And what hinders that? The only thing that hinders that work of God within us through His Word is us. We hinder it. We hinder it by not listening to God, by listening to ourselves. We hinder it by not listening to God, but listening to the world around us. We hinder it by not listening to God, but listening to the very devil himself. Well, let's not do that. Let's not do that. Realizing what is happening when in our hearts and souls and minds roadblocks go up, alarm bells sound, gates shut, when we are reading or hearing God speaking to us, when we realize that's happening, when we sense it in our souls, these roadblocks and alarm bells and gates, let's realize that, and let's keep those roadblocks down, and let's disable those alarm bells. And let's open those gates to our hearts and our soul and our mind. In other words, let's listen to God. Let's listen to the Holy Spirit. Let's listen to Jesus Christ, our Savior, who when He speaks to us, He blesses us and He keeps us. He makes His face to shine upon us and He's gracious to us. He looks upon us with favor and He gives us peace. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise and sing the offertory.